This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The entire state is experiencing some level of drought despite rain over the weekend. The Colorado River is the nation's most endangered river, according to the conservation group American Rivers. Chief Meteorologist for Denver 7, Mike Nelson, says that's the result of more than 20 years of record-breaking drought driven by climate change.
Our snowpack has been okay, a little bit below normal, but it's been okay this year. But with climate change, we're melting out that snowpack earlier. And that is not anything that's a political statement. That is just the reality.
The Colorado River feeds reservoirs like Lake Powell, which have seen record low water levels. Colorado's public schools may see more funding under a bill that's cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The big school finance bill would give schools $545 more per student. That's about $13,600 for a classroom of 25 students. Some classrooms in the state have 35 students or more. The funding can be used to reduce class sizes, increase teacher pay, and provide individualized support to help students learn. Currently, the state spends about $3,000 less per student than the national average. $10 billion have been withheld from Colorado schools over the past decade in order to balance the state budget. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado's second largest community college has won state approval for its new name. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill last week confirming Pikes Peak Community College's new identity as Pikes Peak State College. Campus leaders say the term community college no longer captured the nature of the curriculum, which now includes multiple four-year bachelor's degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.